From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A U.S. Army helicopter crashed while landing on a Navy ship Wednesday off Japan's southern island of Okinawa, injuring seven people and damaging the aircraft. The H-60 helicopter made a hard landing on the USNS Red Cloud cargo vessel around 20 miles or 30 kilometers east of Okinawa, according to U.S. forces in Japan, adding that the cause was under investigation. Okinawa is home to most of the tens of thousands of U.S. troops in Japan. The injured were transported to a Navy hospital, according to the statement, and their conditions were not immediately clear. Japanese national broadcaster NHK showed video of the helicopter sitting on a cargo ship with its tail broken off and its body partly covered with an orange tarp. Syrian activists said government airstrikes on Wednesday near Damascus killed at least 27 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes hit several towns in the eastern Ghouta region and also left at least 120 people wounded. The airstrikes followed shelling in Damascus by rebel fighters at the observatory, said killed at least one person and wounded 20 others. Syria's state-run Sana'a news agency blamed terrorists for mortar and rocket fire, saying the shelling killed five civilians. China has allowed the value of its currency to drop for a second consecutive day. It repeats a surprise move Tuesday that rattled global markets and could raise tensions with its trade competitors. The Chinese yuan's value fell 1.6% Wednesday after falling nearly 2% a day earlier. It is the biggest single day drop in a decade. You're listening to VOA News. Meanwhile, Greek lawmakers are finishing a draft bill for the country's third government bailout package in 5 years, aiming for a vote before a meeting of Eurozone ministers on Friday. Lawmakers were finishing the draft on Wednesday with a vote that's expected on Thursday. On Tuesday, Greece and its international creditors agreed in principle on broad terms of a new bailout. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has asked Parliament to convene an emergency session to vote on the new bailout deal late on Thursday. A massive landslide has swept through a housing facility and a mining company in northwest China, leaving around 40 people missing, according to state media. The sound you're listening to is that of rescuers with dogs and using heat-sensing equipment that are searching for survivors. The Xinhua news agency said that early Wednesday, a landslide in Shaanxi province buried five dorms and three houses under a million cubic meters of earth. Xinhua says the accident appears to have been caused by a gas explosion. The International Organization for Migration says aid agencies are racing to cope with a rapid influx of thousands of internally displaced South Sudanese at a UN compound at Malakal at Upper Nile State. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
Since mid-July, more than 16,000 people have fled to the UN site in Malakal for protection and assistance. International Organization for Migration spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA this heavy influx of new arrivals is creating a chaotic and untenable situation for both the displaced and the aid agencies trying to help them. Millman notes the camp, which was designed for 18,000, now houses 46,500 internally displaced. And this number, he says, is rapidly rising as almost 1,000 new people are arriving every day. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The prime minister of Libya's internationally recognized government said Tuesday that he would resign if demanded by the people. Meanwhile, in Geneva, the UN special envoy to Libya urged the country's warring factions to agree on a national unity government by the end of the month. The prime minister faced sharp criticism in a televised interview with questions from viewers blaming the government for a lack of services. He said he would step down on Sunday if that was the solution the public wanted. A South Korean man has set himself on fire outside the Japanese embassy in Seoul during a protest against Tokyo's World War II-era atrocities. South Korean man said the 80-year-old suffered non-life-threatening burns and was taken away by ambulance after protesters doused the fire. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.